tell me I was muted. So anyways, as I was saying, we, Richard and I, are super excited to have our number one in corner, Brian McClure, on the call tonight. He is an absolute one of our favorite people in the whole wide world. We have gotten to spend so much time with him. Brian has won every award in Ambit Energy there is to win, practically, including he was the inaugural recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award. And I think that award was created to honor Brian for his outstanding service to the field. You know, one of the great things about Brian is he is going to help you whether he gets paid for you or not. A lot of people think that we're on his team because of how much he's poured into us, but that just isn't the case. He has poured into us over the years just because we were around and we asked for help and we just didn't have a real active upline. And so Brian would coach and mentor us, and what happened over the years turned into a very precious friendship. We absolutely love Brian and Betsy. And one of the things that we've loved about being with them is we've learned so much about life and marriage and parenting. Brian is an incredible philanthropist. He's an incredible community leader. He's been giving to so many people so selflessly. And I always tell people the only thing bigger than Brian McClure's bank account is his heart. Without further ado, Brian, are you there? Brian, are you muted now?
Hang on, guys.
All right, I'm just going to keep talking.
Yeah.
I don't know if Brian's having issues or if we're having issues. Can somebody send Richard a text message saying that you can hear us on the call and it's not an issue on our side? So we're super excited to talk about the upcoming Power Trip event that's happening in just a couple of weeks here. All right. In just a couple of weeks here, for some of you who are not familiar with Power Trip, it is an event that Brian started many years ago, over 10 years, and it happens twice a year. And Richard and I have always said that it's one of the four pillar events in Ambit, and we've always told our team, you have to attend one of the pillar, all four of the pillar events. The two pillar events that the company puts on is simulcast that happens in January. You can watch it from the comfort of your home, but I highly recommend going to a live venue.
Hey, I made it.
Oh, there you are, Brian. I had actually had myself muted for a while. I did a great introduction for you twice, but people only heard one. So,
let me tell you, we messed up on both ends because, you know, I was on the call, everybody saying hello, and then it says, you know, recording is playing now or whatever it was, and then I couldn't hear you, so I sent the thing to you, and then I heard the second introduction just fine, and you go, Brian, are you there? And I start talking, and then you couldn't hear me, so I don't know, man. Let's just blame it on the conference bridge company and go on.
Hey, it doesn't matter if we can speak. They're still going to send us a check, so I'm going to still cash it. So we're super excited to have you on tonight. You know, there's most people know who you are and your story, but there's probably quite a few brand new consultants who really have not had any opportunity to hear from you or hear your background. Can you do real brief a background of your journey with Ambit and just a little bit about who you are?
You bet. I got involved in network marketing, you know, literally decades ago and met with some moderate success, got involved in the telecommunications business and the services end, you know, long distance, and became a top 40 income earner in XL telecommunications, which is where I knew Chris Chambliss from. And, like I said, met with moderate success. I had a nice income there and then when Chris formed, partnered with Jerry Thompson to form Ambit Energy, called me up, and I was in the middle of doing a digital media advertising business. I had six figures of my own money invested in it, and we were just getting ready to turn a profit, and I said, Chris, I'm, really not interested. Well, long story short, obviously I got involved with the business about a month after it started, and I, got rolling and did it part time to start with, and told him that I was going to do it part time. And then after, you know, 4 or 5 months, 6 months, something like that, you know, I was making so much money in ambit, I couldn't afford to do the other business. So I hired a CEO, eventually shut that business down, and did ambit full time for, oh, I guess about 9 years. And then here, you know, a couple, 3 years ago, I started slowing down. I was still, wasn't doing anything else besides ambit. To this day, I really didn't do anything else besides ambit, but just started slowing down as far as doing the in-homes and that sort of thing. You know, it's just been an incredible journey for me and my family and so many wonderful people like you and Richard and so many others that I heard dial in on the call, just, you know, helping people be successful, and the friendships and relationships are more important than the money, quite honestly.
You know, we absolutely feel the same way about you and all of our relationships in ambit, something very special that we have. But, you know, Brian, you've been involved with network marketing before. What do you think is really the difference between ambit and all these other companies that are out there? What's the thing that makes this the secret sauce for ambit?
Well, there are a couple of real differentiators. You know, most companies in network marketing are product driven. So you've got inventory, you've got sampling, you've got all the issues that you have with an inventory-based company, even though, you know, a lot of those companies are really great companies. There's nothing wrong with it. We're a service-based network marketing company, and so, you know, there's no inventories, no deliveries, you know, no collecting of money, those sorts of things. So a lot of the barriers are removed, you know. So if you look at the dynamics of Ambit Energy, you know, we deliver our product for the most part below retail. So with most network marketing companies, it's retail plus to garner enough revenue to pay out the distribution force. You know, there's no product education so people can get started in the business faster. You know, it's not the sort of thing where somebody's got to get on the product for, 30 or 60 days and start to feel good about the product before they go start talking to people. You know, we have an auto ship. It's delivered by the incumbent, off of the power lines to the meter. And the bottom line is that you never cancel your auto ship. You know, when's the last time you called up your electric company and said, I don't want any more electricity? Or when's the last time if you got on a service that was less expensive, you called up the electricity company and said, hey, I want to cancel Ambit Energy. I want to go back to you, the incumbent, and pay more money. So no one ever cancels their auto ship. And the reason I enjoy the residual income that I enjoy is it's a public utility, unconsciously purchased, habitually used, with the auto ship, you know, never, ever, ever being canceled. And, you know, people do get off of the service, you know, they move back in with their parents, they move into a non-service area or what have you. But, you know, the bottom line is that you can build true residual income, whereas in most network marketing companies with an auto ship, as soon as the opportunity doesn't meet what the expectation was of that opportunity, they cancel their auto ship because it's an overpriced product. And, you know, so there's just some dynamics about Ambit Energy that are fundamentally different than, you know, 99% of the other companies out there.
You know, it's so true, absolutely, what you say about our service and versus a product. I always tell people that even if my entire team quit today and nobody sponsored another consultant and nobody brought on another customer, all the customers that have been acquired up to this point will still use electricity and pay their electric bill. And that's the difference maker, which is probably what is allowing you to go into retirement or pseudo-retirement and do a little bit more fishing, a little bit more hunting. You know, in the years that you've been with Ambit, Brian, you know, you've seen us transition in a lot of different venues, from being one state to multiple countries, and now we're transitioning into new ownership. You know, from your experience, Brian, what do you see is possible for this new era and this new season that we're about to go through?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think first and foremost, people need to understand the magnitude of this transition. You know, we've had great announcements of free energy and going from 6 levels to a 7-level plan and on and on and on. But you know, I think back just historically, and you know, I'm not a true historian, but I've always loved history. My mom taught American history in high school, and so, you know, we'd go on vacations, we'd stop at old Civil War battlefields, and my mom was just really keen on history, so I've always read history books and so on and so forth. And if you go back to industries, you know, there's certain moments in time in an industry where the industry changes. You know, I saw the current war last night, which is, you know, the Tesla, Thomas Edison, Westinghouse thing when electricity was formed. It started in theaters on Friday. I highly recommend it for everybody. And, you know, that was an epic thing. You know, it was, you know, going from kerosene lanterns to electricity. You know, you look at Henry Ford came up with the assembly line, and what Bill Gates did with software to the computing industry, and, you know, those sorts of dynamic changes. And, you know, quite honestly, what Ambit Energy has done to the network marketing business has been extremely impactful. I mean, you know, you look at the Global 100 and the direct selling news list, and, you know, we're in the top 20. We're the youngest company in the top 20. All the companies ahead of us have been in business, you know, three times as long as we have on average, or four times possibly. But this shift, you know, moving from a privately held company that was, you know, started, you know, well-funded, but started by just a handful of individuals, with the changes that have occurred in the electricity retail marketplace, to now being acquired by Vistra, what I can tell you is that to me is impactful as Henry Ford in putting in the assembly line to assemble cars. It's as impactful as Bill Gates, you know, developing software that was user friendly. It's that sort of magnitude, I believe, that what's getting ready to occur. And I know, you know, anytime there's major change, you know, anytime, you know, Edison came up with the light bulb, everybody thought that you could get electrocuted, and, you know, there was, you know, all these naysayers and so on and so forth, and Bill Gates came up with software, and, you know, a lot of turbulence around that, would it really work, and so on and so forth. And what I can tell you is that there's always going to be hesitancy, and, you know, people just tend to be more pessimistic than optimistic. Not everybody, but a lot of people, because life has kind of beat them down. And I look at the magnitude of what's getting ready to happen. And what's going to happen is there's going to be a complete metamorphosis of something that was great into something that was gigantic and unstoppable. And, you know, with the changes in the marketplace, I can tell you we were unstoppable. We were stoppable before, just because of financial resources and the way the marketplace changed, particularly in Texas. And we're unstoppable now. And what I can tell you is that anybody that's sitting on the sidelines waiting for what announcements will come at simulcast, or waiting for this or waiting for that, and not actively engaging in what's at hand, which is a business that still sends the commission checks every Friday, still pays everybody what they need to pay, still answers consultant support. Nothing's changed. You know, now I will tell you, we put out on email, going to make a couple of announcements. I met with Vistra last week, or maybe it was the week before. But, you know, one thing that came out of those meetings was a confirmation that the acquisition is going to occur, October 31st. So all the federal regulatory approvals have been obtained. All the state approvals have been obtained. You know, the paperwork's being created. The documents are going to be signed, the money's going to be transferred, and sometime during the day on October 31st, unless there's something that comes along, which I can't foresee and I don't anticipate whatsoever, Ambit Energy is going to be acquired by Vistra. And so that, in my viewpoint, is really, really good news that we didn't have objections of consumer groups at the state level, which had happened in the two previous acquisitions of with Vistra that postponed it for a couple of months. So Vistra is going to come in October 31st. They're doing all the preparatory stuff for all that. They've been working very, very closely with Ambit in the transition. And I'm telling you that an industry monster is going to be birthed October 31st with our acquisition by Vistra, in addition to what they already have and all the different retail channels that they have. Is going to be incredible.
So I completely understand what you mean about, you know, Vistra taking on Ambit is a game changer. It is a game changer like all these other major game changers in history. But I have, and I know your business background has you thinking in a way that a lot of people don't think. So for those that are on the call, Brian, that just don't have that kind of business mind that you do, that don't really understand, like, what is it about Vistra purchasing Ambit that really makes it a game changer for us in the business?
Okay, well, let me march through a couple of key points. What happens is, and particularly in the markets, and this was addressed at Ambition, so it may be repetitive for some people on the call, but what happened in the markets, and because of wind, I won't get into all of that detail, but what happened in the markets in Texas was that there is a semi-governmental, you know, governing board, if you will, called ERCOT here in Texas, and they regulate all the rates, and ERCOT sets the marketplace. And so what happens with Ambit, Vistra, or any other buddy out there is they go and buy their electricity from a generator. And if they have excess electricity, so on a given day, they buy X amount of electricity. If they have excess electricity, they sell that on the spot market. And if they don't have enough electricity, they have to buy electricity on the spot market. Spot market being the immediate, you know, purchase it now, you know, cash sale marketplace. Well, what happens is when you have a super, super hot day, and one of those days, I remember I was in Coach Johnston's home getting ready to do my final tour event, and sunset tour event in Tyler, Texas. And we had one of those days, and in about a 2-hour period, a kilowatt hour of the excess electricity that Ambit needed cost anywhere from 8,500 capped at 9,000. There were 2 15 minutes segments where every kilowatt hour extra that we had not pre-bought that we needed to buy in the spot market, Ambit was paying $9,000 for it. And in the other hour and a half, it was 8,000 plus during that hour and a half. So it doesn't take long to go upside down tens of millions of dollars in that sort of situation. Well, so who gets the other side of that? It's not the money that ERCOT doesn't make the money. ERCOT's just the exchange, if you will. You know, just like the New York Stock Exchange, you take stock from one person and sell it to another. It's kind of the exchange marketplace, okay, that sets the rules. Well, the person who makes that money, okay, we're selling a kilowatt hour for 10 cents and we're buying it for $9,000. And I know that almost sounds like, oh, the guy's full of it, but this is really what happened, okay? And it's happened more than one time. The person who makes the money is the person generating the electricity. Well, in Vistra's case, they're the generator of the electricity and they're the retailer of the electricity. So prior to this acquisition, $9,000 kilowatt hour comes along, Ambit pays it, and they lose that money forever. So they've got to manipulate the rates or do whatever they've got to do to earn that money back, claw that money back at some point to stay profitable. Okay, and then, of course, they have reserve, you know, capital reserve set aside for these sorts of events. But at the end of the day, they've got to make that money back, so that causes them to have to raise rates and do what they have to do to get that money back. Fast forward to November 1st, assuming the sale occurs on October 31st. Let's say that event occurs on November 1st, which it wouldn't because it's a cold time of year, but let's just, for example purposes, say the same thing happens. What happens is Vistra Retail pays Vistra Generation, same company, different division, $9,000. So in other words, the $9,000 comes out of the right pocket and goes into the left pocket. And so the roll-up financials that people look at is there's no loss, there's no gain. It's just swapping from one pocket to the other. So what happens is that now we're in a competitive situation where that dynamic of the marketplace that literally, you know, almost put Ambit out of business in the polar vortex and could put Ambit out of business in the hot summers of Texas is totally eliminated everywhere that Vistra has generation. And the layover of where Vistra has generation, we have customers, is well above 50%. You know, I think it's in the 60-70% range. And so what happens is that the risk that's involved with they call a company like Vistra that has retail and generation a gentailer. Okay, so for a gentailer, that risk is essentially eliminated. So that's number one. Number two is there's two sides to Ambit Energy, always has been. There's the side of Ambit that Jerry Thompson has fundamentally run, and that's all the regulatory, that's the buying of the electricity, that's the energy business itself, okay? Vistra has been doing that for literally over a century. They've got great people in place to do that. They're really, really competent in all of that. And instead of having a middleman like Ambit does today, where we, you know, Shell goes and buys it from a generator, Shell puts a small markup on it and sells it to us at a wholesale price, and then we put a markup on it and sell it to retail. Well, Shell is being taken out of the equation. Okay, so what's going to happen is that improves the buy price, thus theoretically could improve the rates. But in addition to that, you know, we had a regulatory department. We have all the main functionality that you have in running a company: HR department, regulatory department, CFOs, accountants, and all that. Well, all that gets absorbed in any acquisition to the existing company, and so those expenses are highly reduced. So, there's a little bit of an expense integrating the systems, but once the systems are in place, let's just then make these numbers up. Let's just say on the energy side of the business, the headcount is 500 people at Ambit. Well, to run that same energy side of the business, because all the systems are in place, all the economies are in place, and so on and so forth, it might only take 150 people at Vistra. So you pick up cost, you lower your expenses, you get a lot more cost effective. That takes your margin up, takes your expenses down, so there's more money in the pot to pay higher commissions and so on and so forth. So we're eliminating a lot of the risk and a lot of the loss that Ambit has had. We're taking efficiencies on the energy side of the business and applying them into the equation. And so the bottom line is that Vistra's expenses are going to be lower than Ambit's expenses, and that is good for us. You know, that doesn't mean that they pick up X number of cents on a dollar, that those X number of cents are going to come to us, to marketing consultants. But at the end of the day, any business, just like Jerry and Chris had to manage the business, has to manage to some sort of profitability, or, you know, what's called a margin, you know, a gross margin and then a net margin. And the bottom line is that Vistra is going to have a lot better margins than Ambit Energy did. And, you know, of course, the other side of the business is the marketing side of the business. And, you know, with Eric and Daryl in place, Christian running events, you know, I don't have not seen anything or have anything to do with the transition within corporate or anything. But, you know, my anticipation is none of that is really going to change. Things are going to roll on. And I have to tell you, Mary, you know, I was asked by Chris, you know, I think probably everybody on this call either saw or heard about the face plant that I took at Ambition coming off of the stage. And so I was not able at Ambition to meet the Vistra people or really even hear from them. I mean, I watched it on the internet, obviously, but, you know, I wasn't able to meet them. They weren't able to meet me. And so they said, "Hey, can you come in? We'd love to meet you." And so I met with Jim Burke and Scott Hudson, and we had a great meeting, and what I can tell you for me, what came out of that meeting was we are in great hands. A couple other things came out of the meeting I want to share with people. One is an acquisition like this, I mean, it's a $475 million transaction, okay, over $1 billion in revenue. There are a lot of moving parts. Now, they've been working through that for, since Ambition, but it's going to take some time to transition everything over. So, though we as a field force are anticipating, really great announcements and are anxious to see what they have in store for us, it's just not something that's capable overnight. You know, we had a couple of discussions, asked my opinion on some things that I thought would enhance what Ambit's doing now, and I gave them some ideas. I don't want to go into that on this call, but one of the ideas that I think we're particularly fond of would not be something that could just be thrown into our existing software, commissioning software, and all the different points that hit that software. You know, when you change something in the system, it touches accounting, it touches rates, it touches commissions, it, touches communication. You know, how are you going to communicate that change? So on and so forth. So it touches a whole bunch of points. And what I can tell you is that with the acquisition and making, substantial changes, just not something that can occur overnight. So my anticipation is, though they didn't tell me this, but my anticipation is that we're going to have a great simulcast. You know, there's going to be some exciting stuff discussed then. But by Ambition of next year, I think you're going to see the total metamorphosis of Ambit as you know it today, and a lot's going to happen way before Ambition of next year. I'm not saying that's some big waiting game, but what I can tell you is the business works today, and it's just going to get better and better and better and better. And the commitment from Vistra, this is the number two, number three man at Vistra. The commitment from Vistra is unwavering and totally focused. They absolutely understand that if you take all the rest of their channels of customer acquisition on the retail side, they don't equal what Ambit's done in the last 12 months. So we're going to by far be the largest acquisition channel for them. And, therefore, we're going to get a lot of attention. We talked a lot about how this is different than, typical channels that they may be used to, they're all tuned in for that. And I think the other thing that, some more seasoned people on this call might be concerned about is typically in network marketing, you hear of if a company's going public, that it's not a good thing because they've got to manage the company to the next shareholders report. About 75% of Vistra's revenue comes in on the generation side. So the retail side in total is only about 25%. So what's driven to their EBITDA at the bottom line of it, we're a very small percentage. I mean, not that we're not substantial and not that we're not going to be a big part of what they're doing, but it's not like when a network marketing company, I was involved in XL Telecommunications, they went public. 100% of the revenue came out of what was generated by the distributors and the MLM side of the business. So when they needed to boost earnings for Wall Street, the distributors paid for it. That I can guarantee you, with my business acumen, what my understanding, so on and so forth, I'll say I'm 99.99% to infinity positive that's not going to happen with this acquisition. The fact that they're public has little or no effect on us and what we do. We talked quite a bit about the difference between an entrepreneurial company like Ambit was in the early days versus an institutional company that are billion-dollar plus companies, which is what both Vistra and Ambit are today, and that a move back to some entrepreneurial moves and being light on your feet and so on and so forth to the degree that you could would really be healthy, because everybody on this call is an entrepreneur. We make a decision today to put a meeting together, we go and do it next week. They're not capable of doing that as an institutional company. Ambit as it exists today was not capable of doing that as an institutional company, but the ability to move quickly and not have to go through committees. They're totally geared for that. They're going to make decisions quickly. They're going to move cautiously and correctly and protect the golden goose. And I couldn't be more excited than I am about, you know, what's getting ready to happen, to the point that, you know, I've made my Sunset Tour. I'm not doing in-homes anymore. I haven't been doing that for a while and everything. And I'm not going out and doing trainings, except for Power Trip. And then of course I'll be at Simulcast and Ambition and everything. But, you know, I've seriously contemplated getting back involved on a semi-active basis and starting some new lines to my own business. That's how positive I am. And if I didn't see a huge upside at my income level, I wouldn't even be contemplating that. But I actually have been contemplating that.
That would be awesome. You know, obviously we've been talking a lot about Power Trip. Obviously everyone's curious about when the sale is going to be. Now we know the sale should be done by the end of October. That means this will be the first Power Trip ever done under new ownership. And so what do you think, you know, as far as this Power Trip, the importance of this Power Trip for a consultant to be at, what would you say, you know, why should someone be there at this Power Trip?
Well, I can tell you that first off, you know, it's, you know, 2 years ago, I went to the seventh game of the World Series and the Astros won the World Championship with my sister out in California. And it was just an epic time, you know, just an epic time for us to be together, and something I'll never, ever, ever forget. And, you know, that's what this Power Trip's going to be. You know, this Ambition was different, but Vistra was guest. Vistra is not going to be the guest. Vistra is going to be the owner. And, you know, obviously at Power Trip, kind of brings me the second announcement I wanted to share with everybody on the call is, you know, at this Power Trip, it's going to be the first time that Vistra is going to do the Friday evening question and answer. You know, a lot of people have said, you know, Chris and Jerry coming, and, you know, we really couldn't answer that because if there would have been some objections and Ambit was still owned, you know, by Jerry and Chris and that, you know, the existing ownership, then yes, they would have come. But no, they're not going to come because they're not going to own the company anymore. And they can't speak for the company because they're not going to be employees of the company. They're going to consult with the company and help through the transition, that sort of thing. And, you know, I don't know exactly what the future will hold, but over time, my educated guess is they'll transition out of the limelight and but always being available for questions or whatever Vistra may need. Well, who is going to attend is Scott Hudson. You know, so we're confirmed that Scott Hudson is going to come Friday evening. There may be a second person from Vistra that comes. I can't talk to that, but I can tell you that Scott Hudson, you know, who is the president of Vistra Retail, is going to be there. You know, so it doesn't get, this is the guy that runs the whole retail side of the shop, not the generation side, but the retail side of the shop where Ambit Energy is going to reside. You've got the ability to come on Friday night and stand in line and ask him questions. And unless I'm missing something, if you have any interest in advancing your Ambit Energy business, you know, I would be there. And I have to say, in the beginning of the call, Mary introduced the call and said, you know, tell us where you are, who you are, where you're calling in from, and whether you're attending Power Trip or not. And, you know, this one from Texas, that one from Texas, no one's saying Power Trip. A couple people from Illinois, no one's saying Power Trip. Everybody that said Power Trip was from the Northeast. And I can tell you, if I was active in this business as I was, if I were in Texas or I were in Illinois, I'd do whatever it takes on the Whatever It Takes program and be sitting in Power Trip in Scranton, Pennsylvania here in a couple of weeks. You know, period, end of paragraph. It's that big. Now, with that, let me say this, not going to anticipate, nor do I think there will be any big announcements that, you know, this is going to happen or that's going to happen. They will have owned the company for a matter of a couple of weeks, okay? So that's not going to happen. I mean, maybe they'd surprise us, but my opinion is that's not going to happen. But what is going to happen is you're going to be able to ask questions, you know, for example, ask a question like, you know, Vistra has several different brands and several different entities within the retail division of the company. How does Ambit fit into that? And how is our pricing compared to the other brands? And, you know, if we take somebody off of one of the other brands, do we get them as an Ambit customer? Which the answer to that is yes. You know, all those sorts of things, you know, you can hear from the horse's mouth. You don't have to listen to me or any of the other field leaders. So all I can say, Richard, is if you're active in the business, no brainer. If you have any interest, if you're sitting back on the fence and you're saying, you know, hey, I'm going to kind of see how it goes at Simulcast or whatever, no. Come and see how it goes at PowerTrip. And if you're in the decision-making mode, hey, I'm going to get active and move forward, or hey, I'm just going to kind of park it and go on with my life, make that decision at PowerTrip. And that, you know, you independent business owner, you get to make that decision every single second of every single day. You own and operate your own business. You've chosen Ambit Energy to drive revenue to it. This is a change within the ownership of Ambit Energy. You can decide whether you want to go out and build this business or not. But here's what I'll tell you. If you decide to do it, you need to leave PowerTrip and work like your hair's on fire to get as many new people and as many new legs of your organization going to Simulcast to hear where announcements are going to be made. Or you can just sit back, not go to PowerTrip, wait for Simulcast, which I've heard that from dozens and dozens of people. I'm going to see what happens at Simulcast, where you can be sitting in the audience by yourself. They're going to make some blockbuster announcements, probably. Don't know that to be a fact, but they're going to do something, and then you're going to go build your business. Well, wouldn't it be better if you had 25 or 50 or 100 of your team sitting in the audience at Simulcast? This is the first time that Vistra's, as owners of Vistra, are going to be able to talk to us directly as field consultants. And, you know, when I told them the importance, or what I felt my opinion was, how important it was for them to be there, they committed on the spot. We'll figure it out. Don't know who yet, but, you know, we'll look at schedules and we'll be there. And got confirmation late last week when we sent the email out that there were going to be some special announcements on this call. It's Scott Hudson will be there. They're working on clearing the schedule of a second person. Scott Hudson is the president of Vistra Retail, the president, the head guy. Okay, so, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that to be able to sit there and ask questions and get a comfort level, you know, of who these guys are and what they're all about. And, you know, put that Friday night aside, that's worth the trip unto itself. But then you've got all the great leaders that are lined up, and breakout sessions on Friday. You've got the leadership breakfast on Friday. You know, I'll let you go over all that sort of stuff. But the rest of the event is worth the price of admission several times over, even if Vistra wasn't coming. But with Vistra coming, I mean, that's kind of like the cherry on top of the ice cream sundae. You got to be there, period, end of paragraph. And it takes a little sacrifice getting a round trip ticket out of Texas or out of Illinois or wherever you are. And shame on you if you can drive there and you don't go. I mean, shame on you. You know, this is huge. I mean, I'm telling you, it is big.
Well, I'm about 95% sure that I'm going, especially after this.
I don't know what to do with him, Brian.
You know, I've been telling everyone, you know, this is not business as usual. This is a, you know, major transition, turning point. It's not Ambit 2.0. This is just a new beginning, almost nothing, you know, almost from nothing, you know, except we have the benefit of having the foundation that Ambit's built, and then we've got the foundation that Vistra's built. So it's just, it, you know, the possibilities are absolutely endless. and that's obviously why we're, you know, what we're excited about as well. But I'm gonna let Mary kind of go over just some of the rundown. I know you started to touch on it, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday activities, but I'm gonna have her touch on that real quick. So we've got a couple things that are gonna be put in there that's never been done in the East before. So I want to let her go ahead and touch on that real quick. So hang tight, Brian.
Yep.
All right. So you can go online to AmbitPowertripEast.com to get registered. So AmbitPowertripEast.com. I know the Friday leadership breakfast that Brian's going to be at is almost sold out. There's probably maybe 50 tickets left for that, as well as the Saturday lunch. There might be about 50 tickets left for that as well. So make sure you go online and you purchase those as quick as possible. And then Thursday, we kick it off with an all-star studded business presentation. That is absolutely free. Bring as many people as you possibly can bring for that. And then Friday morning, we'll kick off with the leadership breakfast. And unlike other power trips, we are going to add two breakout sessions for senior consultants and up and executive consultants and up. And that'll be on Friday afternoon. And then the Q&A will happen on Friday night as usual. You want to make sure you arrive as early as possible so you can get a good seat and be ready for that. And then Saturday morning, we've got power-packed, incredible leaders that will be training. And we're going to be updating the website soon with all those leaders and their pictures. But make sure you get online and register. And I do know the room block was closed because we sold out of our room block. I did ask the hotel to open it back up again. Kim Mason told me tonight that one of her consultants tried and the room block is still closed. So go ahead and get yourself registered for Power Trip. And as soon as that room block opens up again, I will send an email out to everybody registered to let you guys know that room block is open. I am telling you, this is going to be an incredible power trip. Go to AmbitPowertripEast.com. And Brian's right. If you are in the business and you're serious about the business, you need to get yourself the power trip. And, you know, one of the most powerful things a mentor had told me years ago was, if there's something you want to do, quit deciding if you can or if you can't. Start asking yourself, how can I? Because when you ask, how can I, creative ideas come to mind. If you say you can't, it completely squashes creativity. And so if you don't see a way, start asking yourself, how can I? Start talking to people and letting them know you want to make this happen. How can I? And creative conversations start to arise where there were none before.
So, Brian, it's been a great call. I've gotten plenty of texts already about the call. You know, just want to give you a chance just to, if there's any other final comments you want to leave the consultants with.
Well, you know, what I can say is that all aspects of Power Trip, you know, I think one of the most powerful parts of Power Trip is that leadership breakfast. And then with the addition of the breakout sessions, you know, I attended the EC breakout session in Texas. You know, it's just, it's an incredible event, and this event is going to be monumental. You know, we're going to look back, you know, 5, 7, 10 years from now and go, guy, you remember the first Power Trip at Vistra and where the company was and where it is today? You're going to see a run in Ambit that could make the first run look like child's play, literally. I mean, it's just that big. And, you know, it all starts at a Power Trip this year. You know, I just can't emphasize enough. You know, people, you know, call me and text me to this day, you know, hey, like, you know, like to get mentored, like to do this. You know, all the positive thought in the world ain't going to make any money. It's only massive positive action. You know, you can sit there and talk to you blue in the face and you need to do this, you need to do that. And if you don't do it, you know, you've got nobody to blame but yourself. So, you know, I would like to think there's a reason I'm the number one income earner in Ambit Energy. You know, I understand the dynamics of the business. I understand the timing of the business. And I'm just saying that, you know, from my perspective, for whatever that's worth, you need to be a Power Trip. And, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to get on the call. I know I'm looking forward to Power Trip and being able to share and learn myself. And I just think it's going to be one of the things that goes down, and you know, in Ambit Energy is one of the biggest things that ever happened. And, you know, marching all the way through simulcast and the spring power trip and ambition next year, during that period of time, you're going to see a transition and an evolution that'll turn into a revolution of innovation. And, you know, just like Henry Ford came up with the assembly line, and Gates came up with the software to run the computers efficiently, you know, what Vistra is going to do with us on board and retail energy is going to be, there's not going to be words to describe it. They're going to be writing books about it, I can tell you that.
That's awesome. Well, sir, we appreciate you being online. You know, it's just, you've got such a vantage point, and obviously the interactions that you've had with Chris and Jerry and now Vistra, the announcement for this power trip are, you know, certainly well-received, and that definitely should be having consultants be excited. So we appreciate you being on the line. Please give our best to Betsy, and we look forward to seeing you very, very soon. But please stay on the line a little bit so everyone can say goodnight. But thank you again, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.